The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart, sexy, kinky, fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today we'll be talking about porn with renowned European director Petra Joy, and that's coming up in just a minute. Speaking of porn, you can hear me speak about feminist porn at CatalystCon, along with Good Vibrations COO Jackie Strano, Nina Hartley, Constance Penley, Lynn Camella, Danny Wild, Cinnamon Love, and April Flores, all of us speaking on two different panels at CatalystCon West, which is September 27th to the 29th in Woodland Hills, California. You can use coupon code Tristan for $10 off your registration at CatalystCon.com. Sex Out Loud is proud to be a sponsor of CatalystCon, and we'll be recording special episodes in front of a live studio audience there. Also, on Friday during the day before the conference begins, I'm teaching two sex educator boot camps. Level one for aspiring and beginning sex educators, and level two for those who've been working in the field for at least a year or who've taken level one. You can register for one or both at CatalystCon.com. Let me tell you about today's guest. Since getting her first camera at the age of six, Petra Joy has been fascinated with the visual art forms. She got her MA in film studies and history. For over two decades, she worked as a director for German TV, producing many documentaries on sexuality. Since 2004, she has been producing explicit erotic films from a female perspective. Her films, including Sexual Sushi, Female Fantasies, Feeling It, The Female Voyeur, and A Taste of Joy, have won multiple awards. And Petra has also made a name for herself as a curator and distributor of feminist porn and a mentor to new female filmmakers. I'm so excited to have her on the program today, all the way from the UK. Welcome, Petra.
Thank you. Hello.
Your first film, Sexual Sushi, you made in 2004. Tell me how you went from being a TV producer to making porn.
Oh, it was lots of different experiences that led me to actually wanting to shoot my first explicit erotic film. I've always been fascinated as a filmmaker and feminist with the portrayal of sexuality on film. With this film, I've actually started parallel to my work as a TV journalist to do erotic photography for women and couples. And I was always asked, you know, what can you recommend? Can you recommend any films that are, you know, different than the usual stuff we get in our local sex shop? And there just wasn't that much I could recommend. Those were sort of one of the inspiring factors. And at the time, I'd also had a lot of fun in chat rooms and worked on a book about my experiences in chat rooms. And I very much was a voyeur and enjoyed men performing for me. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to have, you know, to direct porn and to have these kind of clips on a DVD that I could share with other women. I bet they enjoy it too. I bet there are more voyeurs than just me. So I had my own camera equipment and I thought, why don't I just shoot my own first film? There was no business plan. There was no idea of founding a porn production company. I hadn't even looked into the industry or distribution. I just had a camera and a couple of willing and sexually liberated friends. And we got together over a few weekends and shot this film.
I want to play a clip of an interview where you talk about the inspiration for your films.
The inspiration behind my films is based on female fantasies, my own fantasies, fantasies other women have told me, and also very much based on what the female performers want to experience during a shoot. And I'd like to make those fantasies come true in front of my camera.
What do you think are some of the most common fantasies that women have?
I think one of the most important fantasies is to be the center of attention. I always say women in my films are the heroines of these films. I don't show the men as heroes and the men as the focus of all the sensual and sexual attention, but the women, they are adored, they get pampered, they get what they want in my films. And I think a lot of women have this fantasy of how would it be to just be the center of attention and be, you know, spoiled and pampered, possibly by multiple lovers in a threesome or in a group scenario. Another common fantasy is voyeurism, very much wanting to, enjoying watching a guy putting on a show for the female voyeur, masturbating for the women. It's also very common, a lot of women, including me, enjoy watching men interact, which is something we hardly ever see in mainstream porn. Mainstream porn tends to be either ultra straight and the men are real men, in inverted commas, as in straight, or there is gay porn. But we hardly ever see, you know, men interact. And as much as straight men enjoy watching girl-girl action, a lot of women really enjoy watching men interact or to be part of a threesome where both men are allowed to touch and kiss and fuck each other. It's just something that's massively taboo still in mainstream porn.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I show, I use a clip of yours in my feminist porn show, which is a clip show. I use this clip of these two men going down on one woman at the same time. And the thing that gets people the most in that clip is when all of a sudden one guy touches the other guy. So they're not only sexually servicing her together, but all of a sudden they begin to interact and people go wild in the audience. I mean, wild, which says to me, yes, there's a huge desire out there to see that stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is a huge desire from both genders to break free from the classic stereotypes and labels that we have, you know, like what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a guy, being straight, all of those definitions. How much fun is it in the bedroom to forget about all of that and to just play and explore and go with the flow and whatever feels right? And I think it's such a shame that in mainstream porn, you know, performers have to be very careful and are categorized. And I've spoken to male performers who say, well, you know, I can appear as a sort of stud in mainstream porn doing women. I secretly do some gay porn. I am actually bi, but if I was ever in a bi film, my career would be over because the two don't mix. It's a secret. It's taboo.
And that's absolutely still true in 2013. I can't believe it, but the truth is there are a handful of performers who cross over, but for the most part, no one will do both straight porn and gay porn. And it's quite hard to find people to do bisexual porn, even though people may, like you said, identify as bisexual in their real lives. There's all this stigma around performing in bisexual porn, and then what each of the industries, the gay industry or the straight industry, how each of them will then treat you once you've been in a bi movie.
It is such a shame, because the porn industry always makes out it's all about freedom and choice. You know, and actually it categorizes people. And also there is a bit of a censorship going on in the porn industry. I had scenes from my films censored that some distributors wouldn't show because it rocked the boat too much. There is a scene in my film Female Fantasies, and it's called Cruising. And it shows a woman cruising a male toilet. And there are men that make out with each other. And then they commence to suck her strap on. So it's quite a provocative scene, and it was shown at film festivals and it has won awards, but the industry was like so taken aback by it. Some of my main German distributors, they said, we will only distribute this film if you cut this scene out, because, you know, we can't show this, it's dirty. And it just makes me laugh, because I think, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's the same companies that show, you know, anything else happening to women, you know, triple anal or whatever, in all sorts of locations. And then you try to rock the boat. You just show people crossing over gender stereotypes and playing. And yeah, suddenly, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Which I suppose you're used to at this point, because you are a little bit of a hellraiser in the UK, in that you're one of the best known female porn makers in the world right now. And what does that feel like when you don't have that many colleagues doing the work that you're doing?
Oh, it's both. It's really exciting, because I do feel we live in very exciting times. It's very revolutionary what's happening right now, that women, more and more women, are taking their camera into their hands and showing us sexuality through their eyes. And I'm very proud and happy to be part of this revolution, you know, alongside you and other female filmmakers from all over the world. But it is very hard, because there is no, unless we build it ourselves, there is no network. And the big obstacle still is distribution. Distribution in the traditional channels, as in selling DVDs and trying to get them into the shops and onto the shelves, this distribution is still very firmly in male hands. Yes, there are female-run sex shops that are fantastic, but the majority of shops are still, you know, run by men, stocked by male buyers, and they just want to see, you know, a cum shot on the cover. They don't want to see bisexual men. They just want to see the same old, same old. And this is a real challenge, and this is why it's so important to me to take distribution into my own hands, and also focusing in the future on my own video on demand channel online. It's so important for us as female filmmakers, because otherwise our content very often doesn't get seen. I have a lot of countries around the world where I don't have distribution yet, where people couldn't get the DVDs if they wanted to. And it's a real issue. And, you know, we're doing groundbreaking work here.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break and hear from my fantastic sponsors, who are also doing groundbreaking work, including Good Vibrations, the San Francisco-based retailer that's been trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, safe, and welcoming environment to find sex-positive quality products and educational materials to enhance and empower one's sex life. They are some of the best stores and the best website out there if you're looking for porn from a woman's perspective or for feminist porn. So when we come back, we will talk more about Petra Joy's female porn empire. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today I'm talking with European porn filmmaker Petra Joy. Petra, one of the things that I love that you were talking about before the break that I want to dig a little bit deeper into is this notion of female voyeurism. I think that for years and years and years, we've been told by society that men are visual creatures. Women like the written word. We like literature. We're not as visual as men. There's been all of this mythology around the fact that women don't appreciate visual medium, don't want to see explicit sex visually. First of all, what do you make of that?
It's bullshit. It's just simply not true. Women are just as visual as men are. I think the fact that previously a lot of women said, oh, I don't like porn, is because they didn't find the kind of porn that showed female fantasies or their fantasies and that could turn them on. It was shot, you know, from a male perspective. And, you know, they probably didn't enjoy the kind of sex that was shown in it. The whole angle, the whole perspective was wrong. And I think it's really strange. We've been brainwashed and told we're not visual because we live in a visual day and age. And personally, I think it's so important that women, you know, express themselves in films, be it porn or other films, because most information and entertainment we get is nowadays through the visual mediums, photos and films. So we need to empower ourselves and express ourselves in these ways. And that's why it's so important that now more and more porn for women from a female perspective exists. So we have a choice. If we don't want to watch it, fine. But if we do, there is something we can watch that turns us on. And we have a lot of catching up to do, not just in matters of porn. Yes, there has always been a lack of pinup culture for women. But if you think about it, only one woman has ever won the Oscar for Best Director. Only once, and only 6% of Hollywood directors are female. And this has not to do with lack of talent, but lack of opportunities for women and also lack of self-belief that women are condemned to be in front of the camera forever and ever rather than being behind. And this is something I very much want to change, to empower women to go, come on, pick up your mobile phone or whatever camera you're using and just show us the world through your eyes and share with us what turns you on.
Well, I think it's important to always recognize these parallels with Hollywood, because there's all this emphasis on how porn is this male-dominated industry and men run it and it's by and for men. And of course, Hollywood is guilty of the same exact thing, that, you know, half the population is female, and yet they very rarely cater to female audiences. When there is finally a movie by and for women, it makes a ton of money. It does really well because there are so few out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're more than half of humankind. And my dream is that one day, at least 50% of all films will be directed by women. It will have a huge impact on the culture and also on the understanding of the genders. You know, we can learn so much from each other. And at the moment, most information and entertainment out there is through the male eyes. And it's fine to see some of it, but I don't want everything I see, or say 95% of what I see, to be from a male perspective. We need a more balanced view of the world. And I think if this happens, it will culturally change things quite a lot. And it will sexually change things a lot, because female fantasies are still greatly hidden, are still greatly taboo. And if we bring them out into the light and they're being shared and there is no more shame, you know, it will be fantastic. And it will be great for other women to be able to identify themselves and maybe see a film and go, oh, right, you know, it's okay, I'm not weird, you know, I can have a threesome with two bi men, that can be really hot and safe and fun. So I think there's a lot of work to do, and we're doing it now.
I feel like one of the things that you do best in your work is that you take these traditional porn tropes and you turn them on their heads. So I'm thinking especially of the scene in The Female Voyeur. There's this very lavish group sex scene, which I think of as a kind of gangbang, which is a staple of porn, reimagined, where basically there's this entire team of men and women and they are worshiping this one woman. She's the focus. She's the center of attention. And they are just, their entire focus is on pleasing her. And it's clear in a lot of your scenes that women initiate and run the sexual exchange, which is also a kind of inversion of traditional porn. And so I'm wondering if you, in your mind, as you're making these films, you have these tropes in mind, and this is deliberate on your part, or is it simply how the scenes kind of come together?
No, it's very deliberate. There's a message. I mean, in detail, what happens sexually isn't scripted, and I go with the flow of what the performers feel. But the kind of story outline and what we want to show, you know, that the performers agree on, they want to experience it, and they also want to very much be part of a shoot that promotes this kind of message. I mean, there is another scene in The Female Voyeur, which is called the XXX Men, and it's an upside down beauty competition. And it's sort of, you know, a tongue in cheek play on the usual stereotypes of men judging women for their looks and how sexy they are, you know, be it Miss Wet T-shirt or Miss World or whatever. So in this scenario, there are four women in a jury judging the men, and the men have to, you know, perform their sexual talents. And, you know, one guy pole dances and strips, one guy masturbates, and the third guy gives very good head to two judges and makes them come. And of course he wins and becomes the XXX Men. So, you know, I very much enjoy turning existing stereotypes upside down. And sometimes I'm being criticized for it, and people say, well, it isn't the solution, is it? But the point is, sometimes you have to, you know, play on existing stereotypes to actually show what goes on. And it's fun to question them. And you need to sometimes turn things upside down to facilitate fluidity and change, and just to show people, you know, it is possible.
Well, and I think it's the irony of the way you approach it. It exposes how silly the sort of standard is to begin with.
Yeah, and I think it's very much done with humor. This is very important to me nowadays. When I was in my 20s and in the 80s, I was very angry about a lot of extreme violent porn that I saw, and I criticized it. And now I feel I really enjoy creating alternatives and doing it and having fun. We have so much fun when we shoot the performers and the crew, and to, in a playful and humorous way, turn these things upside down and say, it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to have sex like coloring by numbers. You know, you can mix things up and have fun. And how much fun is it for men and women to, you know, change roles around? I very much like to show men who enjoy being occasionally in a submissive or giving or caring role. And the performers that apply to work with me enjoy this. They say, I love giving women pleasure. That's what I want to do. It's much more important for me if I know I've given this woman an amazing orgasm rather than I have to have an ejaculation. And I often don't show the male ejaculation. I want to show the female orgasm. And it's great to shoot with people, you know, with men who say, you know, that's fine. I don't have to come. And, you know, they rock hard the whole time. They give head. Or, you know, they might be stimulated anally. They're rock hard during all that time, but they don't have to come. It's let's change things around for once and really celebrate and focus on female orgasms.
But another shift in all of this is also that you're quite fond of and skilled at eroticizing men and male bodies, which we still don't see enough of. And I'm wondering how that feels for your male performers. There's a sense that the men in your films are performing sometimes for other women, are being looked at as the object of desire, are experiencing perhaps the female gaze. I wonder how these male performers feel about that different role that they've taken on.
Well, they tell me that they absolutely love it. You know, it's just, they say it's so nice to be desired in this way. You know, and I had a guy emailing me once and he said to me, oh, you know, I saw this solo male masturbation in your films and I was really confused at first. And I thought, well, she doesn't do the films for gay men and what's going on? And then he said, oh, the penny dropped. And I realized that women could find this erotic. And for once, you know, I asked my girlfriend, would you find it sexy if I, you know, undressed for you or if I masturbated in front of you? And she said, yes, I would. And, you know, so that facilitated a lot of things for them. And I think that's nice that, you know, not it, the anybody can be the active, the instigator, the more dominant, or sometimes the submissive one, to play around, to mix it up. And I think men really enjoy it, to change it around and to be in that role for once.
Yeah, and I think it's clear in your films that the feelings are mutual. There doesn't seem like there are these, you don't flip the script in that all the men are now become slaves of all of these sort of Amazonian women. I mean, there's also a sense of clear consent and mutual pleasure in the roles that people have taken on in these various fantasies and scenarios.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's extremely important to me. You know, everybody who shoots with me, most of the people I wouldn't even call semi-professionals, they do a shoot once and live their fantasies out during a shoot. And they know that I would never, you know, I know everybody's boundaries before the shoot and they have agreed to certain scenes because this is exactly what they want to experience. I mean, even in the Taste of Joy, there is a scene. You mentioned gangbang earlier. There is a scene where women fuck men over a pool table with strap-ons. And it's very much of my take on a gangbang, but it's full of so much pleasure and lust. And it isn't about humiliating the men or degrading them. You know, the men are enjoying it as much as the women. And it's always about mutual, wow, lust and, you know, breaking boundaries and having new experiences. And I find it very strange in porn. Very often you only see dominant women and submissive men in fetish films and they are ridiculed. The men are really ridiculed and, you know, sort of the ridiculous kind of wimpy, limpy gimps.
Right. And, I call this you're my bitch now porn, which is that there's just one way for women to dominate men, and it's to kind of humiliate and sissify them. There's no nuance to female domination, at least in porn, when we know in real life there's a tremendous amount of complexity to female domination.
Yeah, and you know, men enjoy it, and often in these films the kick seems to be for, I don't know, the makers or the audience, in that sense that yes, she's extremely dominant, but he doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't have a hard on, and he doesn't moan out of pleasure. It actually, you know, his bum really hurts because she has been too rough. She hasn't looped up the strap on. And, you know, that it's a real shame. It only exists within this context. And, you know, I love to show, for example, a man being fucked with a strap on and he has a raging hard on during it. And then another guy might come in and suck this hard on off. And it's like, but people sometimes can't take it, and especially the industry can't. It's a little bit, you know, they're like, they find it really confrontational, and they think, oh, what's going on now? Because they want to think in categories. They want to think in straight porn or gay or fetish, or if it's for women, surely it's all, you know, just candlelight and soft focus and kissing and cuddling, and there's no strap-ons in the scene. And I think this is why I've always remained an independent filmmaker, and I've never sort of joined forces with a big production company, because I know I would have sacrificed my artistic freedom. I would have had bigger and better budgets, and I would have had financial security, but there was just never an offer on the table that would have guaranteed me I can get away with doing, you know, what I want. I can challenge these stereotypes and do what I want.
Well, we have to take another commercial break. But I want to hear about some of the challenges that you face and some of the ways that people in the U.S. can see your films. First, we're going to hear from our great sponsors, including Astroglide. Astroglide Lube makes sex better. You can go to astroglide.com to get a free sample. So after the break, we're going to talk more with Petra Joy. Don't go anywhere.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Terramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking today with filmmaker Petra Joy. And Petra, your DVDs are distributed in the U.S. by Adam and Eve under Candida Royale's Femme Productions line. What has Candida's work meant to you as a filmmaker?
Oh, her films are just fantastic. I mean, you know, she was way ahead of her time when she shot them. And I feel even if fashion has changed nowadays, her films are absolutely timeless. And films like, you know, Stud Hunters or Eyes of Desire are absolute, you know, female-made porn classics. And her work is extremely inspirational. There's a lot of humor in there. And, you know, most importantly, the way she chose so early on, already so many decades ago, to actually bravely focus on the female pleasure. She shows a lot of cunnilingus and, you know, she shows things like guys cross-dressing for the pleasure of the woman. And it's just, you know, she's become a really good friend as well. She's a true feminist porn icon and just generally a feminist icon. You know, what a fantastic woman. And if you haven't seen all of her films yet, you really should, because they are true diamonds.
In addition to your own work, you curate, produce, and distribute this compilation called Her Porn, which has become a series that features the work of other female porn directors. The latest edition is Her Porn 4, and I know you're working on Her Porn 5. Tell me about this collection.
Well, the Her Porn series came about because, you know, I am aware that my films aren't for everyone. You know, just because I'm a woman shooting porn for women, it doesn't mean my style appeals to everyone. And I can't also show all fantasies that they are. And through going to porn festivals and just starting to network and connect with directors that I admire, such as Candida Real, Annie Sprinkle, Maria Beattie, you yourself, Tristan, you know, this nice connection got established. And I felt, why don't I bring those diamonds of feminist porn making to especially the German audience? Because this is my main market where I distribute, because I am German and this is where my main audience sits in Europe and in Germany. And I've, you know, started to curate this series, and it's really exciting because there might be a little sort of porn noir piece on there, a black and white lesbian SM film from Maria Beattie. Then there might be a scene from Candida Royal from Stud Hunters, or in Her Porn 4, there is this fantastic strap-on scene with, you know, Dylan Ryan that you directed, Tristan. And it's just such a great tool, this DVD collection, to bring people all sorts of flavors of female-made porn. And what's also exciting about it is that it features the winners of the Petra Joy Award. And there were some fantastic contributions last year when I brought out Her Porn 4. And the winning films of these first-time female filmmakers are not published anywhere else but on this compilation.
And so the Petra Joy Awards are a short film competition, as you said, for first-time directors. And it's part of your commitment to really mentor new filmmakers. Why, for you, is mentoring so important?
We need more female filmmakers, and especially in the field of erotica. And I know from experience as a filmmaker how hard it is to, you know, be published and get your work seen. Yes, you can self-publish online, but it's not the same as being, you know, recognized in a sort of DVD series that has major distribution and might cause a bit of a stir in the media. And we all would like our work to be seen and reach places that maybe normally we, you know, people wouldn't know about us and our films. And I'd use my name to promote this work, especially in Europe. The audience trusts my taste or my perspective, my view. They find interesting what I find. Not that they necessarily get off on every short film I might publish under compilation, but they say, oh, you know, she's found interesting treasures here, and I'm curious and want to see it. And that's what I'd like to give back to the sisterhood and to other women, to get them published and make them some money with publishing their scenes as well, and just take them a little bit under my wing, because it's very hard when you start out. I remember when I did Sexual Sushi, it took almost a year and a half till it was published on DVD and got into the first shop. Because it was only 35 minutes long. And when I went to the trade shows and spoke to the porn dealers, they said it needs to be at least 2 hours with bonus features. It needs to end every scene with a cum shot. You haven't got any major porn stars in there. Those people are unknown. People won't be interested. The cover is too soft. You know, everybody said it's never going to work. It's never going to sell, and it's never going to happen. And it took so much time and determination to convince them and to say, just take 4 or 5 copies, put it on your shelf, see what happens, see if the audience wants these films, and then we'll talk again. And the audience does want these films, but there are still a lot of distributors or porn shop owners that wouldn't stock the films and go with the same old, because the profit margins are bigger and they just want to play it safe.
Now, obviously, some of these distribution issues have changed for you as you've developed a name for yourself, as you've developed a fan base. But in June, I was at a conference in Guelph, Ontario, at a presentation on feminist porn by Carlisle Jansen from Good for Her and the Feminist Porn Awards. And she mentioned something about you having the most trouble getting distribution for the female voyeur. Is that true?
Yeah, the female voyeur is not available yet in the States. I hope it will be. I'm talking to Adam and Eve again and to Candida to see what can be done. Maybe together with the latest of my films, A Taste of Joy, I don't know, bring out a special US version. It's really hard. I think you appreciated it, obviously.
I mean, it's my favorite of all your movies. This is why it's shocking to me that beyond the content, let me just say the cinematography and production values and the music are all exceptional. The sexual performances are great. The performers are really hot. I mean, I'm confused about why this isn't a no-brainer to be distributed.
I don't know. It's very hard. I was in talk with various distribution companies and it just never came off. Yeah, they said, yeah, we take a look at it. And then they say it's not quite right. I mean, this orgy scene you describe, you know, I wanted to be very true to a genuine curve of arousal, because I felt in the past, often when I did shorter scenes, a lot of amazing hot stuff ended up on the cutting room floor in my 10, 20 minute scenes. And this orgy, you know, there's 6 performers and so much goes on and so much happens and it's so beautiful. And like you say, we had it so amazingly soundscaped that it's actually 40 minutes. But personally, I think it's hot and beautiful and I don't mind it. But some people didn't like that. And then it started with the threesome we just talked about earlier, where the 2 guys go down on the girl, but the guys also interact. And people found that quite in your face and offensive and too much. And yeah, and I couldn't rely on saying, oh, hang on, you know, I'm Petra Joy. People know me maybe in America now because maybe they've seen Fantasies of Feeling It. Please give it a try. I think the DVD market is difficult in general, and distributing companies are very shy of taking a risk. They might not even want to pay the money for a print run because they say, what if we only sell a few hundred copies? But I hope it will be out sometime this year still. We have been talking about it, Candida and I, and it would be a shame if it wasn't, because that film as well as A Taste of Joy have both won in the last 2 years at the Feminist Porn Award in Toronto a prize. And I do think they have a lot of hot scenarios to offer for, you know, the audience that enjoys alternative, sexy, arty, subversive feminist porn. So fingers crossed.
I mean, what I always say about that opening scene is, you know, we see far too little cunnilingus in porn in general. And your scene, I love, because it's not just cunnilingus, it's double cunnilingus. and it also, while it's sort of like cunnilingus times 10, which I love, it also to me is that trope of two women who are giving one guy a blowjob. It's also
exactly
commenting on that thing that we see over and over again. So, I mean, so there's so much going on just even in that one scene that is quite groundbreaking, I think. And then the fact that the men also interact is also really super hot. Like I said, that's what people respond the most to.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just, you know, when people say to me that it's the standard question of journalists normally, they say, what makes your films different from mainstream porn or films shot by men? And I always say this example, you know, of a threesome, how in a threesome shot by men for men, of course you always see two women sucking one guy off because, you know, it is the male fantasy. That's fine. They want to be the center of attention and they love this idea of how hot would it be two girls sucking my cock off. But me personally, I fantasize about how hot it would be two guys licking me at the same time and then reaching across, stroking each other and kissing each other. And in that same scene you describe, you also see the guys playing with each other and the girl sort of lays back and masturbates watching them and has the most amazing earth-shattering orgasm where her whole body goes into spasm just from being so turned on of watching those two guys and touching herself. So I like it too. I think it's hot.
And I think it speaks to also this subtlety of, I don't know, it's something about the way that the guys interact is also not traditional. So it doesn't like turn into a gay porn movie in the middle of it all. It feels quite organic in the moment to me between the three of them. I think that's another reason people respond to it.
It was because I never shouted cut, not once. Right. Once the sex happens, my cameras keep rolling. I don't ever change, say to people, right, change position. I got enough of this position. Do another position. There's no positions I'm ticking off a list. I don't shout cut. If they want a break because they need a drink or they want a wee or something, of course. But I wouldn't, in order to get the perfect shot, you know, break them up. They do what they do and I just, you know, I watch it and I document it and I get the most beautiful shots I can. But it just has to flow because if I you miss magic moments if you shout cut when you feel, oh, I got enough of that now. That's not really fair on the performers. Maybe they haven't got enough of that particular thing. And sometimes, you know, I mean, we all agreed beforehand how hot it would be. They both wanted to lick her at the same time. She really wanted to experience it. So that was certain that that was going to happen. But so many other special little things happened that nobody knew they were going to happen. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't planned. And I think hopefully that spark, you know, jumps over from the large screen or the little screen when people watch this film and it turns them on because it is so authentic and they're so into it and into each other.
Well, speaking of taking breaks, we've got to take another one so that we can hear from all the great companies that make the show possible, including WeVibe, the world's best-selling couples vibrator. Go to we-vibe.com to find out more. Let's see what PetraJoy has in store for the future. That and more coming up after the break.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today has been such a special treat, and there's more because we've been talking to one of the most well-known European female porn filmmakers, Petra Joy. Petra, I know that you are about to launch a new project called Cinema Joy. Tell me about that.
Cinema Joy is my own video on demand channel online so that people all over the world will be able to see not just my own films, but films from other directors who I admire and whose work I love. I hope very much Candida Royale films will be on there, some of yours hopefully as well, Tristan. And Maria Beatty has agreed to be featured on there and many other female filmmakers. And I just want to make it easier for the audience because not everyone lives next to a great female-run sex shop like Good Vibrations. You know, people right. all over the world might not even have any access to any sex shop, and or maybe their sex shops don't sell feminist porn. So I wanted to make it possible for women and men, be they in Rio de Janeiro or Berlin or New York, to go online and watch those films streamed live or possibly have a download option, and they can get it 24 hours a day whenever they feel like it. And that's my new project. I've been working on it for almost 2 years. The technicalities behind it are a little bit difficult, and it's proven to be more time consuming than I thought. But we hope to launch this summer, and it will, you know, make it a lot easier for people to be able to view feminist porn and the gems that I have found and I personally recommend.
I think that there's a high demand now. I think that feminist porn has certainly turned a corner, and people are asking more and more, okay, I understand what it is, and now I want to see it. And yeah. I want to see its diversity. I want to see a bunch of different films. And so that's kind of the number one question I get asked these days. Okay, so where can I go see and support feminist porn? And so this seems like it's incredibly timely for sure. Do you see a difference between feminist porn and porn for women or porn from a woman's perspective?
For me, it's one. I can't distinguish it because, you know, I am a feminist, always have been. And to me, that the two go hand in hand. I know that maybe some women are still afraid to call themselves feminist, or they might be feminist and they might not be conscious that they are. Because sadly, in society, often the term feminism, you know, is still a swear word. Or there, people so often misunderstand what it means or stand for. You know, they might think it is just lesbian porn or porn that degrades men or whatever. You know, it's so therefore, maybe there are, I don't know. I think one issue I have, one concern I have is that maybe the industry might hijack the term, you know, for women. And they, when I go to some video on demand websites from the big providers, it's, you click the category porn for women and all sorts of horrible films pop up. And it's like they're not by a female director. They're not obviously focused on female pleasure. They're just trying to market something with a marketing blurb they think that works. But you just see all these, you know, sort of cum shot covers. And it's a little bit like, hang on a second, what's feminist or different about that? And that's a little bit of a concern I have, that the consumers might be misled. And, you know, sometimes people pick up a film, look at it and go, what? I hated that. And that was feminist. And it's like, I always recommend read about the directors, watch the making of. The making of always gives you a really good idea if it was a relaxed and happy vibe on set. I always love the cast interviews on your films, Tristan, because, you know, it's obvious boundaries are respected. Everything is pre-negotiated. Everybody has fun. And it becomes clear quite quickly when you sort of browse in this level, you know, have you been sort of conned into buying something that's allegedly from a I would say from a female perspective. I don't say my films are for women. They are for women, men, transgender people, for anybody who fancies authentic sex and to see variety in sex. So that's important to me. It's not just for women, but it's very much from a woman.
And it sounds like Cinema Joy is taking up a lot of time. Are you working on a new film? Is there something brewing in your brain?
Something has been brewing in my brain for a few years now, but because of the way I work, it always takes a long time to do a film because I don't go to porn agencies and book porn performers. The casting always takes a really long time, you know, finding people who are sexually liberated and brave enough to live out their fantasies without faking it on film. And it's very difficult, especially in the UK, to even find locations where I may be allowed to shoot hardcore porn. Finance is always an issue because I shoot longer than the average porn company and I spend sometimes 2 months in post-production and I finance everything myself. It's very hard to raise the finance to do another feature. But next year is the 10th birthday of Petra Joy and I very much hope to bring out another film next year. And because cooperation and sisterhood is so important to me, I am thinking about joining forces with some female filmmakers in Australia. Feminist porn is really big in Australia.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. And the last two winners of the Petra Joy Award were both from Australia. So, you know, I might be working with women from there and creating something as a joint cooperation, which would be very much fun. So, yes, hopefully that will happen next year. In the meantime, we hope to launch Cinema Joy this year. And I'm also currently curating Her Porn Volume 5. And hopefully that will feature a very hot scene from your great new movie, Kinky Sex Guide for Couples. So that's also being lined up at the moment. And I'm very proud of that upcoming compilation. I think there's some really fantastic films on there from some completely previously unknown filmmakers in Australia who might just have a little website, Leandra Dahl being one of them. She's fantastic. Yep. I love her work. And, you know, just trying to bring this kind of work to more the hungry audience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud, Petra. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Petra Joy is an award-winning erotic filmmaker, photographer, and journalist, and the author of The She Pornographer, Female Fantasies, My Revolution of Lust. Find out more at PetraJoy.com and coming soon, CinemaJoy.com. Follow her on Twitter at Petra Joy and on Facebook.com/PetraJoyFilms. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. And if you want to find me, you can find me at the adults-only website, puckerup.com, and the safe-for-work website, tristantaramino.com. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it, and you should, as a podcast, on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Sex Out Loud. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going. Boy, is there a lot to discuss when it comes to porn. You can go to facebook.com/asktristan. You can post on our Twitter feed at Sex Out Loud Radio. And take some time in your own life to talk about sex. Out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.